Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Monday night, the Giants play host to the Vikings. Coming up on the show, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Vikings, look back at the 2000 NFC Championship game, and much, much more. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon of the Giants' trip to Chicago.
Thursday night football, baby. You know what it is? Everybody watching you right now. What you gonna do, though? What you gonna do?
Let's have fun tonight. We just talked about it. Let's have fun tonight. Look at this grass. Don't this remind you of Friday night football? I just thought about that a while ago when I walked on the football field. Let's just go out here and have fun.
Coach.
John, let's go, John.
Yes, sir. Have a day. Have a day. Have a day. Big stage, Soldier Field, baby. Time to turn up. Early enough.
We will fight.
We can't fight no more.
We won't lay down.
Be the wild.
Get up first move.
All for one.
One for all.
Open it, watch G-Wall.
Let's go.
Fourth and a long two. Forte to the right of Cutler. Back to throw is Cutler. Feels some pressure. Jump pass to Marshall, and he dropped it at the three. Might have been short of the first down because there were two Giants there, Prince and Ontrell Roll, and the Bears turned it over on downs.
Way to hold that ball, dog. Y'all don't score. No matter what happened, they don't score. Hey.
Shotgun, empty set on a first and 10, so we know they're not running. Manning throws a quick hitter left, and it's intercepted. And running down the left sideline and going in for the touchdown is Tim Jennings.
So they're going to try and pull from the inside out.
Yeah.
Did you see that? They're going to rip for it. Okay.
Let's go, boy.
Keep everything on the chest.
Manning over center. Hand off Jacobs. Plows up the middle. Fights for the goal line. He's going to fight for more. And he's got it for the touchdown. Brandon Jacobs with second and third efforts. And the Giants all-time leading rusher for touchdowns gets career touchdown number 58.
It's too strong, baby.
Get on in that area.
Yeah.
Better get in.
Yeah, I already know.
Better get in.
I already
broke the record like that.
I already know.
Run up. You got to lean on him, give a stick, and then give me rides. Don't just run looking at me widening. You know, he's an undercut that, so. He's outside, you go up, lean on like you're running out or something, boom, stick it, and then you can, you know, go vertical, or I can pin you in a little bit, but it's just vertical. You can't just run and look, he's, you know, give me something.
Hand off Scott, nope, play fake, Manning, beautiful fake, down the right sideline, Randall's wide open, cuts at the five, fights to the goal line, and is in for the touchdown.
Hey, let's get these boys a ball back. These boys rolling right now.
Everything I got. Four quarters of it.
We're rolling.
Four quarters.
Now Forte goes to his right. Cutler throws one right. The pass is caught for the touchdown of Marshall.
I was there. He pushed me. What did you get the last time? Play stop. You see it? Push.
I was there. I had my hands on. I was right there.
Come on, baby. Keep fighting.
Hand off Jacobs, lowers his shoulder to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. Giants need a touchdown to take the lead. Play fake, Manning back to throw, throws the pass right over the hands of Fires and intercepted by Jennings. And he slides down at the 25. And the New York Giants, 0-6 for the first time since 1976.
That's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Verizon. When we come back, we'll tell you about the greatest Giant win in Giant Stadium history after this here on Giants Access Blue. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. On Monday night, it's the Giants and Minnesota Vikings in MetLife Stadium. The 2000 NFC Championship game in Giants Stadium. At stake, a trip to Super Bowl 35. Here's a look back at one of the greatest wins in Giants Stadium history.
The rivalry would reach its boiling point in the 2000 NFC Championship game.
The towels are waving. The fans are fired up. 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. Will it be the Vikings or the New York Giants?
We knew that they had to come in here and play us. So we felt like if we got them out there on that field in that cold weather, we had them.
Blue 27.
Collins back, steps up over the middle, and he's got a man. It's Hilliard to the five, touchdown! 46 yards down the left side. I want to be like Mike. He's got six.
And what a perfect long pass by Collins.
He said that we'll score 100 points against him. We're going to score almost every time we touch the ball. So get ready. You're going to be tired. We're going to run it up on them.
Throwing down the right side. It's got Camilla. Touchdown!
Crowd is sensing blood in the water.
Before Minnesota's offense has ever stepped on the field, the Giants have 13 points.
In the moment that we scored the first touchdown, and they got stopped, and then we scored another touchdown, it could have literally been 100 to nothing if we had tried.
This game is over. This game was over in the first quarter. I told these guys in the first quarter, hey, Giants can't be beaten, and Minnesota may not score.
Keep them off the board! Keep them off the scoreboard!
24-0 was like really the comfort zone, because I felt like if we got 24 points, we knew we could control them defensively. So that's when I kind of started thinking, we're heading to the big show.
Quarterback Kerry Collins would have a game for the ages, tearing apart the Minnesota secondary.
Lobs it back corner of the end zone for Toomer. He's got a touchdown! He just outworked the defensive back, Robert Tate.
Collins' 5 touchdown passes in a playoff game still stands as a Giants record.
Great job. Thank you. Unbelievable. Thanks for everything.
Hey.
The Vikings on the near side, glancing up at the scoreboard. A bit shocked. A
couple looks I got that everybody was ready to go home, so it was a good feeling.
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
The 2000 NFC Championship game marks the greatest performance by any Giants team in the history of the old stadium, from its opening in 1976 to its closing in 2009. And fittingly, the Giants owner and patriarch would be on hand to celebrate the victory with his team.
I just felt like they had invested a lot in us. You know, the core group of guys that they kept together, they believed in us. And it was just good to see him up there holding that trophy.
This is the Giant team that was referred to as the worst team ever to win the home field advantage in the National Football League. And today, on this field of painter's mud, we proved that we're the worst team ever to win the National Football Conference Championship. And I'm happy to say that in 2 weeks, we're going to try to become the worst team ever to win the Super Bowl.
The Giants will try to recreate some of that magic on Monday night against the Vikings. Time for this MetLife moment with Kevin Booth.
Well, in 2011, even though I wasn't a starter, I always prepare as if I am a starter. You never know what could happen over the course of a game, a season. If something were to happen, and in our case, we had Dave Boss go down, I had to step in at center because I'm the next person up.
We take a look at the Giants' starting offense. Kevin Booth starts at center.
There were a couple games that I can definitely remember going into hostile environments, and we won a couple of big games, and that was at New England and at Dallas, too. Crucial games, looking back on it, for us getting into the playoffs. And those were games I had to play center, and we ended up pulling out last-second victories.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked, and the Giants will win it!
I think while you're in the moment, in your playing career, you don't really get to truly appreciate what happened. And I'm sure that as years go by, and hopefully after many more years and many more championships here, we'll be able to look back on it and truly, truly respect and appreciate what transpired over the course of that 2011 season.
Still to come here on the program, we'll tell you about Tom Coughlin's J Fund and much, much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota, Monday night it's the Giants and Minnesota Vikings. One of the things about Giants head coach Tom Coughlin is always being conscious of giving back, and Coach Coughlin and his family have done tremendous work with the J Fund. One of the highlights of the year, the Sunday Blitz.
We just got so much terrific feedback from the kids that were a part of it in the past. So we decided we really wanted to make this a signature event for the Tom Coughlin J Fund. So we decided to find a way to get more kids to be a part of it, to make it bigger and better.
We planned throughout the course of the offseason to bring in more people. And I would say to Kelly afterwards, or Judy, I would say, why can't we get more kids to come to be a part of this day? The great thing about today is these kids who are told so often what they can't do, they come to the home of the New York Football Giants. And it's so fascinating for these kids to go in the field house. I mean, they were in there going over bags and scoring touchdowns.
More importantly, go score.
Being so close to the players, to shake the coach's hand. They even gave Justin a pair of Hakeem Nicks gloves, which just blew our mind.
It was just all about the kids, and this is a beautiful, great event, and I'm just so happy that we came today.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, okay. Good.
I liked it, seeing the guys pick up the bells and everything. Thought it was pretty impressive.
Just look at me here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw the small pair of shoulder pads on you, okay? So I'm going to put them right over you. So you're going to show, like, that's how a small pair of shoulder pads looks on you. How do you think they fit? You think they almost fit.
Today's been wonderful. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
What did you like the most?
Everything.
Set, hike.
The kids are having so much fun, and it's so special to them. A few minutes ago, a little boy said to me, "This is the best day of my life." I mean, doesn't get any better than that. I mean, to give that to somebody, to give somebody that opportunity, it made it the best day for me, too.
Okay, guys, everybody looking right here. Hey, right here, guys. Big smile. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
What a special day for the kids and the families as part of the Sunday Blitz. Well, we're going to shift gears a little bit, pick up the tempo in the show. It's time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam. That Sideline Jam here on Giants Access Blue. When we come back on the program, the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Vikings. We'll tell you about it after this.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, Monday Night Football in MetLife Stadium. It's the Giants and the Minnesota Vikings. So trying to get you set for the game, here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Vikings rivalry.
Here are 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Vikings rivalry. 10. The number of rushes Brandon Jacobs has of 30 yards or more, in addition to his career-long 73-yarder against the Vikings in 2010, it was the sixth longest run in Giants history.
Pascal in motion. Hand off Jacobs, bounces it left to the outside, Jacobs to the 20, down the left sideline, 30, up to the 40, across midfield, needs a block to the 40, 35, 30, tripped up to the 20, keeps his feet and finally tackled at the 14-yard line.
9. The number of times the Giants have beaten the Vikings in the regular season, dating back to their first meeting in 1964. The Giants, however, trailed the series 13-9. 8. The number of touchdowns Eli Manning would have to throw without a turnover to even up his interception ratio against the Vikings. In 5 career starts, Manning has thrown 3 touchdowns against 11 interceptions versus Minnesota. 7. The Giants have won 7 times on Monday night under Tom Coughlin. They're 7-4 in those games, including consecutive losses to New Orleans and Washington. Their only home game on Monday night since 2004, a 28-16 victory over St. Louis in 2011. 6. The number of rushing touchdowns former Giants running back Tiki Barber ran for against the Vikings in his career, the most in series history on either side. 5. The number of AP NFL MVP winners between the two franchises. New York has 2, quarterback Y.A. Tittle in 1963 and Lawrence Taylor in 1986. Minnesota has 3, defensive tackle Alan Page in 1971, quarterback Fran Tarkington in 1975, and reigning MVP running back Adrian Peterson. 4. The longest losing streak to the Vikings was 4 games, stretching from 2005 to 2010. The Giants broke the skid in their last meeting, a 21-3 victory in 2010. 3. The two teams have met 3 times in the postseason, with New York leading 2-1. The Giants outscored the Vikings 80-33 in those contests, including the 41-point shutout in the 2000 NFC Championship game. 2. The Giants have twice held Adrian Peterson to fewer than 55 yards in 3 games. His second worst outing as a starter came against the Giants when he rushed 14 times for 26 yards in a 2010 meeting. 1. The number of times the Giants and Vikings have met on a neutral field. The two teams faced each other at the Detroit Lions' Ford Field on December 13, 2010, due to the Metrodome roof collapsing during a snowstorm. Meanwhile, Monday night will be the Vikings' first visit to MetLife Stadium.
Steps up, throws it to the end zone for Boss. Can he make the catch? Yes, touchdown!
All right, now it's time to shift gears for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So the Giants have had quite a bit off since their last game in Chicago and their Monday night game against the Minnesota Vikings. But the Giants have some things that they can really build upon. Remember, the Chicago Bears didn't score a point in the second half against the Giants' defense. And although some of the mistakes that the Giants have made throughout the course of the season still popped up as far as the turnovers, there's some areas of encouragement that you can take off that game and that the Giants need to apply to the Monday night game against the Vikings. First of all, an area of physicality that this team showed, especially with the offensive line, with John Connor at fullback and with Brandon Jacobs running the football, reestablishing that point of attack, that line of scrimmage, and getting a running game going. Because you saw in that game, opportunities opened up in the passing game downfield because the Bears had to put an extra guy in the box to shut down the run game. So that's one area that the Giants need to build upon and continue to stick with the run as they take on the Minnesota Vikings. The other thing, just play with confidence. We saw it starting to build with this team. That's the way you find yourself in the winner's circle, and that's my perspective. Hey, make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com. Go to Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter @Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. See you next week right here on My Nine for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.